Sastankaram sugaisyate
Tulashyapyaya prabham
Tulashyapyaya
And then he said one should offer different items, various items, according to the time and the place. So now he's giving a list of some of the different items to be offered. So there is pure water and garlands from the, made from the forest flowers, roots, fruits, etc. from the forest, grass, buds, etc. and tulsi leaves. So here we see that there is nothing difficult for Dhruva to obtain, and it's all available in the forest. He can get water and roots and fruits and flowers of the forest, as well as buds and leaves, etc. So the worship is not a problem. He can do it with what is available there. So these are standard items which are offered in deity worship. The water, of course, is very important, and therefore it says here, clean water has to be offered to the deity. So the, of course, water is used in different things in offering to the deity. It's used, of course, for purification of the items, and it's also used for various offerings like the foot water and the akshaman, and for drinking water and for bathing the deity. So water is used quite often in the worship. Water is so important, we could say, or prominent, that actually one can do the worship with only water. And the water can represent all the other items. So one can just offer water and use the mantras for the other items. And this way one can do the worship. So one can, instead of offering the fruits and flowers and cloth, etc., one can simply offer water to substitute for that item. So this is one way of simplifying the worship. So from this we can see that though the worship may be very elaborate, at the same time, the worship can become be performed very simply. One can follow the rules and at the same time use very simple items to perform worship. So one can go through all the different steps in worship and at the same time use the simplest of items. So one can do the worship in any place or any time, provided there is cleanliness available. So, though the worship of the deity is considered somewhat complicated, there are methods by which it can also become very simple by substituting different items. And in any case, the items, most of the items are available in most places. There's always water and flowers and leaves, etc. available. So that is not a problem. As we see in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, simply offer me a leaf, a fruit, or a flower. But it should be offered with devotion. So, more important than the items offered is the mood in which it is offered. If it's offered with devotion, then the Lord is very pleased. Similarly, the stories there of Advaita Acharya, he worshipped the Lord by offering to the Shalagram Ganga water and tulsi leaves. And this brought about the appearance of Lord Chaitanya. So one can please the Lord by very simple worship of simply water and leaves. And the Lord is very, very pleased. So the though there are complicated methods of worship, nevertheless, we can use very simple items. But in any case, the main item is the devotion. So the Lord didn't come simply because of the water or the leaves, but because of the devotion of Advaita Acharya. So similarly, in the worship that we perform, the items may be simple, but the devotion should be there. And of course, though one can do simple worship, at the same time, if one has capacity, then one should do more elaborate worship. So if one has the capacity, one should not restrict oneself to the bare minimum, but one should utilize whatever one has for the worship of the Lord. So in this way, wealthy people can utilize their wealth for the Supreme Lord by supplying different items of worship in a more elaborate way. So therefore, according to the person, according to the time and place, the items have some flexibility. So we will see that it may be done very simply. And in fact, it can be done even more simply. That is, without any items. So the whole worship can be done in the mind. And that is explained in the Nectar of Devotion under Dhyana, that is also a mode of worship. And of course there is Manasapuja within the Buddha itself. So if one doesn't have any items, then one can simply do the whole worship in the mind. And offer all the items in the mind. And one can get the same results. So, the worship of the Lord, therefore, is quite flexible in one sense, but it does require devotion. This is the main element. And then one can offer mentally, or one can offer physically, different items, which may be simple, as in the case of Dhruva, because he was in the forest, or there may be more elaborate items. So the more elaborate system is therefore temples. Temples are established places of worship, and they have more facilities, and therefore they're expected to have more elaborate worship. So therefore, they will have pure water and flowers and fruits and roots and whatever. But they will also have many other items like ornaments and clothing, scents and perfumes and sandalwood and kumkum, etc. So much more, many more items will be used in the worship and temples. So this is all according to different standards, according to the time and place, etc. So among the items here is mentioned Tulsi, which is very dear to the Lord. So we see that Advaitacharya only offered tulsi leaves and water, and yet his worship was successful. And in the same way, Lord Chaitanya gave a rock from Govardhan to Raghunath and told him to worship that with tulsi leaves. So he simply used tulsi leaves for the worship. Very simple worship. Nevertheless, the effect is very, very great. So if all the other items are unavailable, one can simply use water and tulsi, or just tulsi, and still one has very good effect. So certain items are very dear to the Lord, and if we offer those items, then it is easy to please the Lord. And if we don't have tulsi leaves, what do? We can simply offer water. But nevertheless, the devotion has to be there. So the main item here is devotion. And the deity worship is a form of expressing that devotion. Just as chanting or hearing, etc., is also an expression of devotion by engaging our senses. So here we can engage the hands and feet and whatever in doing the deity worship. So this is a way in which we can offer the service of the Supreme Lord and please Him. But the main element is the devotion. So that is the important point here. Same thing. Well, because pure has a more broad connotation. I suppose we can say water can be clean in one sense, but not pure. Because there's what is called ritually pure water. So visibly it may be pure, clean, but if someone has touched it with their fingernails or something, then it is not pure. Or if it's already offered to the Lord, then it cannot be offered again. So in that sense, it's not pure, whatever be offered to the Lord. So.
They process sewage. They use it for gardening and other
purposes.
And I don't know,
who grew out of
that?
Not the best process. But of course, we see that water is ultimately, where does water come from? Comes from the clouds. Where does that come from? The ocean. Where does that come from? Rivers. And where do the rivers come from? Everywhere. Sewers and everywhere go into the ocean. So ultimately, it's like that.
What is supposed to say that I know so much in the house is the same way in the country. I had a lot of money and all the kids, I always pay the house. Because the lady worship in the house has to be the country.
Yeah, one can do in the house also. Of course, Prabhupada recommended that if there is a deity in the temple, better to do in the temple than worship in the house. Then one can offer services to the temple rather than the house. And if one is isolated and doesn't, and there's no temple nearby, then one can have a deity in the house. Well, say where there's no temple available, then. And what to do, so you have a temple in the house or deities in the house. Where there is a temple, then it's not necessary to distract oneself with both of them, so better to serve in the temple. Yeah, of course, there is temple standards and then there's house standards. Of course, the house is no excuse for not having any standards. But nevertheless, it's also available in the house. It's the standards that we see even in South India. They usually have shalagrams in the house and they worship a shalagram every day or whatever. So there's nothing wrong with that. But and of course, the standards have to be up to some. Have to be there also.
Depends on the world. It's carrying the baby, you know, the dad in the airplane and the pain.
Well, they should protect it in such a way that they're clean, that's all. They shouldn't have the deities exposed in unclean places, that's all. Yeah, I think he did that several times. But people whimsically do things and start worship, it's not good.
In the Starlet temples, this mental philosophy is a compulsory to give physical, actual physical offering
to give it. Yeah, well, it's part of the worship there. Well, it's part of the worship. It's Hari Bhakti Vilas is there. They say it's more important than the actual worship, it's the Manasa Puja. Yeah, I think he was saying that in Los Angeles or somewhere like that. Comment like that.
रंद्रनाथ श्री श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय रंद्रनाथ की जय जी
एक